this month's Owl episode, we decided to cover a topic that has gained positive and negative voices as of late. Critical race theory has been at the forefront of current debates surrounding racial relations and has been a really contested issue in the United States in particular, as it has been cited as a dangerous ideology. So we at the House of Wisdom podcast pondered on the question of how many people are aware of what critical race theory actually is. To help uncover this subject, we invited Dr. Jamila Muscat of Utrecht University on the podcast to answer the following question. What is critical race theory and is it dangerous?
Thanks for the question, Deepak and Kar, and thanks for having me here today to speak about critical race theory. So critical race theory is a cross-disciplinary research field that originally emerged in the 1970s in the US, so in the very post-civil rights era. And the founders of critical race theory were mostly legal scholars, and we can recall the names of Derrick Bell, Richard Delgado, Mari Matsuda, among others. And they expanded the framework of critical legal studies to examine specifically the role of US laws and legislations in perpetuating racism. But I would say that the intellectual and political genealogy of critical race theory can actually be traced back to the legacy of critical theory and Marxism, Black feminist and standpoint epistemologists, Chicano feminism, and anti-racist theories and activism more broadly. In academia, today, critical race theory is not considered to be relevant within legal studies only, but became a much broader transdisciplinary area that spans sociology, anthropology, philosophy, political theory, cultural studies, etc. And to an extent, the term critical race theory is now cited and used by both partisans and detractors as a synonym for anti-racism or diversity and inclusion policies. But to go back to the original theoretical tenets of critical race theory, I would say that first, critical race theory challenges the idea that race is biologically grounded, arguing instead that race is a social construct. It analyzes the way in which racial construct shape social, political, and legal infrastructures. And it also questions colorblinded approaches based on their incapacity to give account of racism and racial inequalities that permeate societies. If I can borrow a quote from French feminist sociologist Colette Guillemin, who was not a critical race theorist herself, but the quote perfectly fits. Race does not exist, but it does kill people. And it also continues to provide the backbone of some ferocious systems of domination, end of the quote. And I believe this is the paradox that the critical race theory confronts by making visible the structural racism of which contemporary societies are imbued. Intersectionality, coined by feminist legal scholar Kimberly Crenshaw in 1989, is certainly the most well-known theoretical framework produced within critical race theory. And it perfectly epitomizes the challenge that critical race theory poses to the color blindness of the US legal apparatus. And according to Crenshaw, the law cannot adequately fight systems of domination and deliver social and economic justice if it does not recognize how systems of domination such as racism and sexism are interlocking and affect concretely the most marginalized sectors of the population. Now, its radically critical approach makes critical race theory intrinsically political, especially in the aftermath of the Black Lives Matter movement that denounced police brutality against Black people as a direct outcome of structural racism. And it's interesting that after the last impressive wave of Black Lives Matter protests across the globe, after the murder of George Floyd in 2020, a critical race theory started to be considered as a major threat in the US, a dangerous ideology, a conspiracy theory that indoctrinates kids from their early age and instigates racial hatred against white people. In September 2020, it was President Donald Trump who made an executive order to ban certain kinds of diversity training in federal agencies. And since then, many states, I think about 40, or maybe 40, 44 states have introduced bills or have been taking measures that would restrict teaching critical race theory, or that would limit the way in which teachers can discuss racism and diversity in the classroom. In Europe, and especially in France, even if the debate on critical race theory is not comparable as the one in the US, there has been a significant polemic around the import of critical race theory from the US. And in particular, it was still in 2020 when the Minister of Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, denounced the intellectual matrices of critical race theory that would have no pertinence, no relevance in the French context. And he alerted about the danger of intersectionality, a dangerous theory that ran the risk of essentializing identity and communities. And that's becoming a major threat to French values, French republicanism, and French democracy. But to answer to your question whether critical race theory is actually dangerous, I do believe that critical race theory is dangerous, especially for those who do not want to embrace changes in society in the name of racial justice and racial equality. And it is dangerous because it may contribute to make visible the invisible everyday racism, or the invisible structural racism, and it may raise consciousness. So raising consciousness of the oppressed is always dangerous. So in that sense, I would say that yes, critical theory is very dangerous in the best sense of the term.
And so, Dr. Maskat makes visible the importance of perspective when taking into account the question posed in this episode. What is critical race theory, and is it dangerous? In response, the answer provided in this episode is that critical race theory is a post-disciplinary research field which seeks to make visible invisible systems of domination, in particular racism and sexism, and which forces us to confront them. And yes, it is dangerous, in the best sense, for its potential to raise the consciousness of those oppressed by the very systems critical race theory makes visible.